Looking to build wealth beyond the stock market? Gain access to alternative investment opportunities once reserved for the ultra-wealthy with Yield Street. Build a diversified portfolio with investments such as real estate, art, commercial finance, and other alternatives typically with low stock market correlation and targeting annual yields of up to 15%. Yield Street investment minimums start at $1,000. Head to YieldStreet.com to join over 275,000 members and create your account today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I am with Oracle's News Radio. Today is Monday, December 13th, 2021, and I am Renee Thomas. We have a very informative podcast for you. It is highly scientific. Even though we are a spiritual and news forecast and podcast, we are learning as we learn more about science and physics that all of this stuff is one. And we're going to be talking about a very important topic, something that can change your life. Once again, I am Renee Thomas, your host of Oracle's News Radio. We would love for you to follow us by clicking the follow button on our podcast page and sharing this podcast with your friends and family via email, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, wherever you like to hang out, because we've got to get this word out to everyone online. We are a news podcast featuring current events, oracle and prophetic news, indie music, and astrology forecasts that explain the current energy climate within the country and our world. And you can also listen to us on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and most other apps that you use for podcasts. Learn more about our parent company at anointedgroove.com. Today's podcast will focus on science and the physics of positivity. As a short reminder, we want you to visit our info box as we want to remind you to monitor your glucose levels. Specifically, if you are a person over the age of 40, you should monitor your glucose levels. Visit the information box for details about products that can help. We want to welcome back recent listening communities all over the world, from the United Arab Emirates, Iraq, Morocco, the United States, Mexico, the UK, Germany, Brazil, Canada, Belgium, Saudi Arabia, Algeria, New Zealand, Ethiopia, Portugal, Italy, South Africa, Ireland, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Sudan, Thailand, Poland, Sweden, Norway, Croatia, Australia, and Denmark, the land of the Danes. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you, and we want to go ahead and get started because this is going to be a podcast that will probably change your life. The power of thought energy. How to block negativity. Now, we've talked about negativity before on our show. And as we become a more enlightened society, our narrative and our vocabulary is changing. Most people are understanding that the way we've talked about spirituality in the past, as well as humanity as it relates to spirituality, is based on a time when we as people were very ignorant. We learned about spirituality from our parents. They learned from their parents, so on and so forth. And just a couple of hundred years ago, many people were uneducated. They had not gone to school. They did not know how to read. Some might have been in slavery. So we've come a long way in a very, very short period of time. With new inventions, with new scientific discoveries, pretty soon there won't really be talk about religion. We'll only be dealing with humanity as a science. So I want to ask a question. Are your thoughts your own? How do thoughts get in your head? What is a thought? What is a thought? Thoughts are a form of energy. According to Psychology Today's February 24th, 2019 article entitled Finding Purpose, What Actually Is a Thought and How is Information Physical? I suggest that you look that up and read that article. What it says is, since thoughts are energy signals, the energy transmitting a thought therefore has mass, meaning a thought has a body. Sensory perceptions and your senses, based on what you know and can easily see, are your eyes, your sense of smell, hearing, touch, and taste. We do have other senses that we have not quite confirmed and documented and accepted fully as a scientific community, our psychic senses. Sensory perceptions and their memories are physical representations or maps imprinted by an event, are transduced by the sense organs into neural signals. This mass could be what many psychics have referred to as the Akashic Record. Now, that's not in that article. That's something I'm saying. That last sentence, I am saying this mass could be a large pile of energy that is dispersed throughout the universe, energy of thought, of information. Now, this is how this article describes this in more detail. Now I'm going to begin quoting the article again. Imagine hearing a clap of thunder that surprises and frightens you. So that's two feelings, surprise and fright. The sound of the thunderclap is transformed from a specific pattern of sound waves in the air to a corresponding pattern of vibrations transmitted through your eardrum and the small bones in your middle ear to your cochlea, to a corresponding pattern of electrochemical impulses along the auditory nerve, that's your hearing nerve, to corresponding signals in neurons in the auditory cortex and association cortex, that's in your brain. It also activates fear circuitry. This is all your electronic system, you as a person. This sound also activates fear circuitry relayed via the amygdala, and that's in your brain, and perhaps also visual circuitry that records what you saw at that moment. These signals inside of you are transmitted between neurons by chemical neurotransmitters. The entire widely distributed network activated throughout the cerebral cortex in your brain by this stimulus is the experience at that moment. Now, this may be the first time you have had your experiences described as a scientific system, which you really are a scientific system. This is amazing. Energy or electromagnetic radiation, now this is me talking again, energy or electromagnetic radiation, what is it? It comes in an extremely wide range of wavelengths and can be absorbed and processed, as we just read, by any person. And it also can be processed by plants, animals, or things, inanimate objects, if there is such a thing. It has been said that a bolt of lightning, which everybody knows lightning is electricity, is 300 million to 1 billion volts. It just depends on how big it is. And the human cell, a human cell generates about 0.07 volts of electricity. At about 37.5 trillion cells in the human body, imagine how many trillions of volts you are releasing as a human body. Have you ever had any kind of static shock in your body? You are, my friend, an electrical system that never goes out. You as an electrical system never goes out. You emit trillions of volts of energy all the time. Now, let's talk about negative thoughts. Negativity, and this is my definition, is as far as thoughts are concerned, are thoughts or utterances, a type of energy that is sent against or to something or someone which hinders the success within the receptor. In this case, a receptor being you. We know that these neurotransmitters and all of this stuff that's going on in the world and within us, it's all energy. It is created by a number of different things. How is this false energy or this bad energy created? It comes from the human mind in the form of hurt, anger, jealousy, disease from humans. And why do I say disease? Because a lot of times, various diseases, once in our body, emit certain types of electrical energy that cause ill. In addition to the fact that as a caretaker, if you are a caretaker of somebody who has a physical disease or what we call physical, you know that sometimes they can be really easy to care for and be sweet and just loving. But a lot of times these people are off balance, and so they can be very, very difficult to deal with, cursing, fighting, and spreading a lot of negative energy because you are an energy being. So anything you do, anything you put out is energy. In fact, you can't even lose weight without thinking about it as energy, because a calorie is a unit of energy. All is energy. Energy exists in the form of a human. It also can exist in the form of a lightning bolt. It also can exist in the form of a gamma ray. It can also exist in the form of another type of conscious entity. So this negative energy can come from someone who has a what we call physical malady, and from also non-corporeal or energies that are not in human bodies, with or without malice. The key is energy exists. Energy affects us. Our thoughts and our perceptions are energy. You must think positively at all times. There's been many a scientific laboratory research that goes into how your thoughts can affect water, how your words can affect sound waves and different things. And to be truthfully positive at all times and maintain awareness of who you are and what you believe can really help you to determine, are you being affected by something else outside of your normal self? Now, you as a being, you have the ability to understand where you want to be. You can syncopate yourself. You can calibrate yourself. you can get to a point where you feel that you're at equilibrium and feel pretty good about where you are. And then you can go to Walmart, walk down an aisle, and someone who has recently been there, or they can pass by you and they can be off electrically and then affect your momentum. Has it ever occurred that, or has it ever happened to you that you were doing great and then you either got on the phone with someone or met someone, and by the time you were done, just in their presence, you didn't even touch them. By the time you left their presence, your energy was all off. Your rays were on a different frequency. Your frequency was different because everybody's operating on different frequencies. Now, there is a frequency that is considered the human frequency, but are you going to operate on the high end of that frequency or on the low end of that frequency? Well, you may ask, how do I know whether I'm on the high or the low end? Are you feeling great and wonderful about what you're doing? Are you filled with well-meaning and well-being based on a general non-religious standard of ethics? Then you're probably on a good, positive vibe or energy level. How do you maintain that? Because there's just so much out there. You got the television putting things into your mind, into your ear. And the first thing we did was we talked about how what you hear can affect you. We've got things that we're seeing out on the street, things we're experiencing in our home that the people in our home are experiencing outside the home that are bringing it back into the home. We have our own thoughts. And then we've got these energies all around us that we can't even see with our naked eyes influencing us. Perhaps somebody in your neighborhood recently lost somebody in their home, and that energy is somehow affecting you in your small community. But you just feel it, okay? You know it to be so. You have to maintain some level of consciousness with regard to your energy levels. All you have to do is think it. All you have to do is say it with intention, because your intention can either upgrade or degrade your energy level. Your conscious intention can upgrade or downgrade your energy levels. Speak blessings over your house. Now, as you speak blessings over yourself and over your house, ensure that you say positive words, positive consonants. Don't say, I am not blank, I am not blank, I am not blank, and all those blanks are negative. Instead, say, I am blank. I am gentle. I am kind. I am temperate. I have love. Make sure that how you word your sentences are positive and that you really see yourself. And you may even imagine yourself in a field of flowers and you smell the flowers, or you may imagine yourself eating with your family and you can taste the food almost. Feel it, touch it, taste it, smell it. Positivity with intention. Speak blessings over yourself and your own house. This will help to maintain equilibrium within your energy field as you go out into the world. You must also align yourself with positive energies. There are certain things in this world, including plants, stones, fresh bodies of water, that emit their own energy. That's why when you go into a place filled with plants, a lot of people are doing a lot of plant therapy these days. They're filling their house with fruit trees and plants and things of that nature and herbs. And when you walk into the area, you can measure the difference in the atmosphere. You can measure the difference in the energy. You can feel the difference in your well-being. You can wear certain stones such as likely onyx or tiger's eye or amethyst for calming. these energies have their own natural frequency. They can realign you to the positive and normal frequencies of Earth. Positive meaning that you're at balance. And water also has frequency. How many of you ever just felt like crap and you went and took a shower? And by the time you got out of the shower, you just felt like completely different. Sometimes all you need to do is take a shower to align yourself. A lot of people don't take showers. I mean, unfortunately, some people will just spend a lot of time outdoors. They will go into the sun. You can ground yourself to Earth's energy by walking outside barefoot on the grass, not the pavement, not asphalt, but on the grass, on dirt. You're a being that is very connected to the Earth and the Earth energy. The Earth is an energetic being that turns around on an axis and then goes on a path around the sun. I mean, all of this is energy. You can align yourself with these positive energies. Check out the stones, read about them. We may do a podcast about different types of stones. You'll find some that you are very much aligned to, mine being amethyst and tiger's eye. Some of you, it may be something else like lapis lazuli or rose quartz, some other kind of just a regular crystal quartz. But a lot of people call this stuff, they call it magic. Really, it's just science. It's just the way that the world and the universe works. But you need to be vigilant and serious, because negativity can come from surprising places, your friends, your family, things. You can walk into a room. I mean, I know that I can. I can walk into a room and I can feel like, oh, something is really off. And if I stay there for too long, it can affect me. But if I chant to myself something positive, I can actually dismiss that energy. In the old Christian church, they called it rebuke it. But really, you are basically dismantling it, because you're putting your positive energy and overwhelming the energy and dispersing it. It's kind of like when you make coffee. You can make your coffee dark or you can make your coffee light by diluting it. You can dilute negative energy and disperse it in the wind. The balance is off. With all the people that have passed away as a result of COVID, with all the people that are affected by those passings, with all of the bad news about companies and economics, with what you're hearing about what's going on in other parts of the world, the balance is off. So we, as light energy beings, we have to align with other light energy beings, whether in or out of the flesh, to bring back the balance. So I want to end this podcast by telling you, if you have teachings and knowledge that you can share with the world, start your own podcast, start your own blog, start your own YouTube channel, start your own social media page. Get out there. We have got to fix this balance, and we've got to teach people on a practical, scientific level that they do have control and tools that can be used to uplift them. And that will also bring more positive things into their life. This completes our show today. We want to thank you, listeners, from whichever platform you're enjoying around the world. Remember to visit us at anointedgroove.com. You can also sign up for spiritual counseling there. And tell someone you listen to Oracles News Radio and learn something important. Because if you do, you can rest assured that both you and those you bring to us will enjoy the facts and nothing but. Until next time.